Hello?
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
This is your only fucking listener, asshole.
Oh, shit.
I thought I told you and Eric to flip this shit.
Yeah.
You
did.
I mean, you know, Sean, I expect this kind of shit out of you, but, you know, Eric, you really disappointed me, and I might even end up firing you.
Oh, shit. Well, yeah, I mean, we gotta do what we gotta do, man. We gotta make the bucks.
Alright, well, you guys can have fun with this last little dick around episode, because as of next week, Quit Being a Derek with Eric and Eric is going to be the new name of the show. And I thought about it, Sean, and I'm going to need you to change your name to Derek from now on.
What?
Yeah, your name's Derek from now on. You're no longer Sean. And the show's going to be way funnier. I mean, I'm your only listener, so I know what you guys need to be doing.
I don't even know what you want from us. Like, what's the new format then?
Well, it's going to be me pretty much running everything. It's going to be what I want. I may give Eric an opportunity to do something, but, I mean, with his attitude and with the fact that he's still running the show, even though I've told both of you it's over, I may just have to fire both of you. And, you know, I'm at the fucking Penguin game, and I've got to, you know, take my time away from enjoying myself to yell at YouTube after.
Well, I do apologize. I mean, you're just trying to make a good product here. I mean, I get that you're 100% of the listenership, but you know, what happens if we blow up and then you won't have as much power over us anymore?
Yeah, well, I mean, you guys have no listeners, so I mean, anything is going to be better than the bullshit you guys have been putting out for the past 7 weeks, 8 weeks. Who knows even how many episodes you have? You don't even put them out until like 7 weeks after you record them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to deny that. So, I don't know. So, well, I guess we'll see you next week then.
Well, Sean, you may not see me. You may just be done altogether.
Oh, right.
I don't know. I still have to think over. Well, we'll see what happens. I mean, J-Pro is probably going to be gone too.
Jesus.
I mean, his producing skills are just horrible.
This is a full fucking sweep, huh? You're just going to...
It's a full sweep.
Jesus Christ. What the fuck? Well,
I mean, we're not gonna be recording in that little shitty studio you've been using. You can even call it a studio. It's a fucking basement. I've got a professional setup ready to go.
That's not fair.
We'll talk about it next week and we'll see what we can do. It's gonna be better. I mean, we'll have at least more than one listener.
Well, I don't know why you keep saying we, because it sounds like you're just gonna be doing this by yourself or whatever you're planning on doing.
Well, the Penguin game's about to start here, so I don't have any more time for this bullshit, so...
All right, well...
You guys have fun dicking around with your last little episode.
Well, I guess I would say that we'll have to break this to the listeners, but I'm pretty sure the listeners just broke this to us.
Yeah, you do what you have to do, Sean.
Hello, and welcome.
Well, we're here against all odds in the basement.
Barely. We're here, but barely.
Yeah, we're just barely here. You might have heard that phone call. J-Pro, can you patch in that phone call from earlier today and get a thumbs up from him? We got to get him
a microphone.
We got that call now, too. We got that call from the only listener.
The only listener.
So, he called up, he said, we're fucking out, and he's fucking in, I guess, is what he's basically, he eastbound and downed us.
He did.
We're fucking out.
He took a steamy one on our chest.
Yeah, he put a
Cleveland steamer here. Ball. And what, you have to what? What do you have to do?
I'm fired, I'm out. That's what he said. He said, I'm fucking gone completely. And he said that you're probably fired. He said that J-Pro is probably fired.
Maybe if you kiss his ass. Maybe if you get him a pizza or something.
He even...
Non-gluten pizza.
Yeah, I was going to say. He's got to be
Make sure it's a non-gluten.
But he even fired the studio itself.
Oh.
Called it a piece of shit.
So
we're gone.
What about the woman upstairs doing dishes?
She's fired.
She's fired too?
Everyone's out. Her dogs and cats fired. Paintball guns, fire them out the window. Done.
I haven't seen Bill Warson.
I'm sorry, Shaint Ball Guns. Well, I think we paid him off. Like, he's pretty much... I think he's just... enthralled by his train tracks.
Well, he'll never be fired because he's always working on.
He was working on canceling the podcast, so it's kind of like him and the only listener are in cahoots.
Maybe it's like there are arch rivals.
Kinda, but the enemy of my enemy is my friend. So you gotta imagine they're pretty psyched.
Can you wait? What was that?
They're basically going after us.
The enemy of
my enemy is my friend.
Is that an actual saying, or do you just make that up?
No, it's a real one. I think it's from Sun Tzu's The Art of War.
Oh. I read the intro to that.
It's a good one.
But I never read the book.
Well, that's something you gotta amend yourself.
Maybe someday.
How do you expect to win ground wars in Asia?
Grappling.
Grappling?
Yes.
All right, I'll take that as an answer.
And wrestling.
What about Scrapple?
That's good.
Scrappling.
Mm-hmm.
Is that when you grapple in a vat of Scrapple?
Scrapelling.
Scrapelling? Is that when you eat Scrapple as you're bouncing off a wall and sliding down a rope?
Yes. That's what that is.
All right. Sounds pretty good. Sounds like a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a good way to spend your Saturday.
It is.
What are you getting fucking medieval on me?
Yes. Bring me my slop.
Yes. I'm medieval.
I'm a medieval clown. I'll jump up and down. Wouldn't you know, that'd be really called a jester.
I don't know what accent you're going for.
All of them at once.
It sounds like a mixed bag, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to say. It's a trail mix of accents.
See, I'm pretty good at it.
Hello, why don't I come down there and then, y'all?
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly, that's good. That's good. Your step...
I'm going to come to your house and kill you.
Good news.
It's like a Martian. That's like a Martian that comes to Earth and mixes every accent together to try and sound
like
the average.
No, what happened
human.
Was its dialect box thing malfunctioned. So it's just like shifting, like cycling through them all.
Yeah, what if a Martian showed
like,
up?
They're sitting there like pounding on the box and they can't get it to work right. And they're like,
this stupid thing!
And then, yeah.
Worked, goddamn you!
Every time they punch it, it changes.
Changes a different language.
Yeehaw, come on down there! And they're like, I am here to crush you.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You fucking went right off of the rails.
So that took a while.
You're like, nosedive. Nosedive, pull up, Blue.
Yeah.
Oh, that was incredible.
What was that? That was some little tiny old guy that lives in the Mideast.
In the Mideast?
Yes.
The Middle East?
No.
Or the Midwest?
The Mideast.
What's the Mideast? Where is the Mideast?
It's above the Midwest.
It's like Tennessee.
Yeah, about Tennessee. There
Tennessee-ish.
You go.
Tennessee-ish.
Yeah.
Murfreesboro, Tennessee is the Mideast.
So, that's exactly where Murfreesboro.
Mm-hmm. That's where you're from?
No, that's the Mideast.
Oh, that's where that little man comes from.
Yeah. Murfreesboro, Mideast.
You know what? Maybe Eric, the only listener, maybe he's right about this podcast. Because so far, I don't know what the fuck we've even said today. This is insanity.
Bunch of stuff. Things.
Yeah. Yeah, things are going poorly today.
Yeah, so there's the so-called big game.
Oh, yeah, the big game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, more like the big farce.
Yeah, it's even if, you know, the blue team wins.
Yeah, New England, they're fucking cheaters.
Yeah,
okay?
Basically.
Hey, look, we have alienated a lot of different blocks of listeners over our years. I've alienated every Apple user in the first episode.
I've alienated Nancy Grace.
We just alienated an entire town in Tennessee.
Yes.
We've alienated, what else? We alienated everyone in California, I think, because of the Pittsburgh dad rant.
Yeah. Oh, that was...
Saying that guy's from California, so he's no good at being a yinzer, which is probably true, but Californians, now they're not going to listen.
Think he's a genuine.
But
he ain't no genuine.
No. But I mean, I think we've just kind of alienated every last person on earth at this point. Really done.
No, there's someone out there that still may listen to us.
Do we have the only listener? That's it. He's the only one that doesn't fall into any of those demographics.
Do you think he's
And now he's canceling us. So
Well, do you think he's gonna listen to this one?
I think he has to, right? As his title suggests, if he stops listening, then the podcast implodes and disappears. Like it just ceases to be.
like a black hole.
Yeah, like if your whole life was somebody else's dream, when they woke up, your life would disappear. That's how this podcast is. Whenever the only listener wakes up, the podcast disappears.
That's deep, Sean.
What if this is? What if this entire podcast is just the only listener's dream?
See, not if you listen. This is educational, people. This is philosophy and science.
Yep, I believe Plato said it best when he said, "Time is a flat circle."
Plato's like the rock star of his age.
Plato is definitely the Matthew McConaughey of his day.
All right.
I believe it was Plato who said, all right.
He definitely did.
Yeah. I believe it was Socrates who spake saying, "That's why I love high school girls, man. I get older, they stay the same age."
I like science because I get older and it stays the same age.
What?
Because he's a scientist, right?
And what? Oh, and you mean in
Socrates?
Interstellar? No, he wasn't a scientist. He was a philosopher. Weren't we just talking about philosophy, Eric?
Yes.
Get your head in the game.
I'm sorry. I'm
it
over
is
here.
No
I'm,
wonder.
I'm over here watching a hockey game.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Well, Eric's there. He's behind the boards probably.
I know.
Flipping us off every time the camera comes
up. He couldn't even come
up.
Down here to fire us?
No, he didn't even have time. He said that he doesn't even have time to come down here. And he said, "Have fun dicking around with your last episode."
Well, your dick away.
Sorry.
He didn't mean it literally.
I took it literally.
Yeah.
Sorry. Eric,
let me see.
Let me tuck this back in.
That's just your crotch cover.
Alright.
Yeah, put your crotch cover away.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got two of them in there today. I figured I'd double it up.
Did you get two for Christmas?
Yeah. That's all I asked for.
Mom, instead of socks this year, can I have two crotch cumbers?
Mom, instead of shoes, can I have just two hollowed out large cucumbers to put on my feet? What if I had an entire like wardrobe made out of cucumbers?
Slimy.
You don't have to answer that.
Slimy.
If that's too personal a question, you don't have to answer that.
I automatically went perverted, and then I'm like, wait a second. I gotta make an effort to kind of clean up my act here. So.
That took a while. You had to like it was like
I had to reboot. I had to. It's like an old 90s computer. I had to take one floppy disk out and then put another one in.
Yeah,
to continue the program.
Strike any key to continue.
Yes.
All right. It was like doing a U-turn in a semi.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff going on up here, and
yeah, if you try to take that turn too quick, you'll just jackknife.
Exactly. It's snowing a little bit. The roads are a bit icy, if you know what I mean.
Upstairs, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is snowing pretty good.
Yeah, it is.
I wonder if we're gonna make it home. We might have to stay here tonight.
Nope. He's got a thumbs down. Oh, we got to get him a microphone.
Yeah, eventually. We can just like cuddle up at the end of your bed like dogs.
Yeah, I've heard that if you cover yourself in snow, you can.
Oh, we got a thumbs up now.
Oh, we can sleep at the end of his bed.
We can drink all your beer too. Thumbs down again.
Well, one thumbs up or two thumbs ups, two thumbs downs, that just equals out to like a thumb sideways, I think. So.
Yeah,
I think we're still good.
It's like a.
We didn't lose anything, didn't gain any.
Or no, wait. It'd
it's be like a C, a, flat C.
A D. Like you barely pass, but we're still good.
Yeah.
We can still stay here, but we're
on the very line there.
We're not allowed to drink his beer.
Well, we'll just have to cuddle up for warmth down here in the basement. I don't know. So did you discuss your alternator issues on the podcast? I don't remember if that was just off mic, but I now have alternator issues. So.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that. That fucking sucks, dude.
Yep, car won't start. Got to get an alternator. This is going to suck, but you're going to help me put it in, right?
Yeah.
Fucking Mr. Fix-It.
Oh, man, I've been fixing everything for like the last 3 weeks.
Right? You've been fixing heaters. You've been fixing your own alternator.
Fixing sandwiches.
Uh-huh. Been fixing dogs. Fucking chopping off their nuts.
Fixing relationships. Like,
yeah.
Not like Dr. Phil, but
you've been
like a real relationship fixer.
Yeah, you've been fixing international football games.
Mm-hmm.
At the FIFA level.
Yeah.
Shh. Yeah, don't tell anyone, but you're the
don't tell
the head
anybody.
Of FIFA. You're the head of FIFA. People don't know that. I've been podcasting with the president of FIFA this whole time.
Do you think they would let an American be the president of FIFA?
Fuck no.
Yeah, that's sort of. Yeah, I'm like.
FIFA hates America.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, fuck you. You've invaded half of the team's nations in the international federation. We have invaded. So, they're not too happy with us.
Japan?
We've nuked Japan.
Yeah, we did that.
We've invaded every Central and South American country except for Costa Rica.
We should get on that.
They're not happy with us.
Might as well just get it off the checklist.
Yeah, right?
Come on, Obama.
I already invaded it in 2005.
Yeah, that'll
with
make...
With my that dick.
That might make the Republicans like him a little bit.
Yeah.
Because it shows that like, he's got force. Like, he's throwing his dick out on the table, on the world.
By invading Costa Rica.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even have an army.
It wouldn't be hard.
No,
it'd be pretty easy. Just send a couple vigilantes down there. Hell, I would do it.
Like I said,
I've got the time.
I was there for a month in 2005, and they almost made me president, so it wouldn't be too hard. They're really nice down there. That's why. Mm-hmm. They're just like, yeah, whatever. You want to be
don't
president?
Don't they let their poop build up all day?
In the town I was staying at, they turn off the water after 6 p.m., so you just had to let them float until the morning.
Man.
Until 6 a.m.
Imagine if you were, you know, it was just you and this Costa Rican girl, right?
Yeah.
And you just met her and you're like having a great time and, you know, you're hanging out there and then boom, 6 o'clock hits and she's like, oh, I gotta go freshen up. But how would she say that? I gotta go freshen up.
You think, okay, shit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's how they say that.
Okay. and then you go in there to like, I don't know, blow your nose or something, and you see just this huge, massive, like, submarine.
Yeah, and you go into the bath, and you go look in the toilet, and it's like a fucking soda can of shit.
Yeah, it winks at you.
It's like super wide.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a little off-putting.
Yeah. Now, would you man up and go back and make passionate love to the...
You know I love a Latina, so the answer is definitely yes.
Okay, you can get
You're basically describing my trip to Costa Rica up until the shit in the toilet part.
Well, I just thought, when you told me the story before, I just thought that was interesting that they leave the floaters in there, like...
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was pretty embarrassing, because...
You probably want to have a light dinner, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, what was even worse is you couldn't throw your used toilet paper in the toilet, because they had septic tanks.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, you had to throw it into the trash can, this little trash can by the toilet. So let's just say that their air freshener businesses down there are doing good. They're doing
well. Really? They have like door-to-door air freshener salesmen?
They just, the richest people in town are the people that own a shop that only sells air fresheners.
Mm.
But yeah, so you would take this huge dump and it would just be commingling with the other dumps. And if you accidentally used a toilet paper and put through it in the toilet, everybody knew. Because only the stupid American would do that.
Uh-huh.
And so...
Did you do it?
Oh, dude, a couple times.
Nice.
It's hard not to. You just wipe it and you drop it. And then you're like, oh, fuck, I'm not supposed to do that.
Yeah, you don't want to...
It's not your wheelhouse.
Oh, man, they... Like, oh, fuck, dude, you're gonna fuck the whole village up.
Right. Well, no, just the house, because they each have their own individual septic tanks under their houses. So, yeah, it would, like, ruin the septic tank somehow. Mm. I don't know. I don't quite understand it.
That was just something that I thought was funny when you told me about it.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that. So now I know what to expect when I go to Costa Rica.
Yeah. Well, if you go to that particular part of that particular town, basically, it was just because they were up on a hill and... They like other parts of the town. They turn the water off at like 8 or 9 o'clock. Some of them.
But
that's only during the dry season. Because the wet season, there's plenty of water.
I thought shit flowed downward.
Yeah,
they're up on a hill. Don't you think the shit would be able to flow fast enough to get?
Yeah, but you flush once and there'd be no more water to go back in the bowl because the water's turned off. So then you'd be shitting just on dry bowl.
Oh.
So I guess it's a little bit.
You could add water if you have like buckets of water ready.
You'd have to fill up buckets of water all morning, so you understand.
Well, you could make like a rain barrel.
Yeah, well, if it's dry season, so it's not raining. That's the entire town is a giant rain
barrel. See, I'm stupid and I'm American. And
yeah, you're like,
I don't think about this shit.
Just buy more water, dude.
Come on, bro.
Just buy it.
Just go get some water.
Yeah.
Just why don't you go down to the Mega Mart and get some water, huh?
Just buy some goddamn water, man. What's the matter with you? The fuck?
Jesus,
dude.
So I could see how you could drop a few pieces in there and you would be, you know, you don't want to dig around for it.
And the thing is,
you don't want to touch other people's turds either.
Well, down there, they eat a lot of vegetables, right? And so they eat real well. It's real healthy. Like, I lost a few pounds while I was down there, even back when I was skinny. But, yeah. So you would have, hey, So you would have like the healthiest shits, and you would be very regular. So you would have to take these big dumps like all the time because you eat a lot, but it's, you know, not as fatty foods and stuff like
so
rice
and beans.
It
doesn't stick to you.
Yeah.
It doesn't stick in you.
Well, no, it's a lot of high fiber diet. So you're just you're just plunking these fucking Lincoln logs out.
You're just like shitting constantly.
Yeah, and I don't know, man. It was.
Did you just like shit in the ocean?
And they have very strong coffee.
Oh,
they weren't by the ocean. I was in the mountains.
Oh, that's right.
It was a town in the mountains. That's why there was no water.
I did not listen.
I don't know. The water had to come from the sky. There was no.
Go down to the Mega Mart and get your water, bro.
Dude, what are you doing?
So, I wanted to bring something up that while I was moving, I thought of something that was kind of funny.
Drop it on me.
Okay. So there's these weird signs that I've never really thought about until recently.
Weird science?
Weird signs. Oh. Like road signs, like a street sign. No, we're not doing that nerd shit.
Weird science.
Science! All right.
She blinded me with science?
Science.
All right, go ahead.
It's
poetry in motion. Sorry.
She had some big titties.
Oh, dude, that movie was awesome.
Yeah.
I was like, and then she like took showers with them and shit. It was awesome. Yeah, that movie was sweet.
I have a boner.
I love that movie. All right, what were
Your
we talking about?
Your crotch cumber has a boner.
Oh, you saw some weird science. Oh,
some signs. Some weird signs. And, you know, it just made me kind of giggle. Because my thought is, okay, so these people in this community, they want to protect their community and make sure that their children are safe. And so if they get upset when, let's say, like, a pedophile or something would be caught staring at their children.
Yeah.
But they have these signs in the neighborhoods that say, watch children.
Right.
So, I mean, you're kind of, like, confusing the criminal here.
Yeah, you think that some guy just rolls up in his van?
He may not be very bright, and he just, like, sees the sign, and he's like, huh? Oh, watch? Children? Okay.
I'm going to see.
Yeah, he stops his Trans Am, combs his mullet a little bit, puts in some
Up a cigarette.
Lights up a cigarette.
Yeah, he throws in some hair metal.
Yeah, some rat.
Oh, I thought you said rap.
No, rat.
I was like, you just went right off the
R-A-T-T, list. No.
I don't know what that is. Go ahead.
It's some hair metal.
Well, I got that from context clues.
Yeah. Some crazy hair metal. All
right.
So, he pops in his rat, lights his cigarette, takes a little pull of his vodka, and then, he just stares at children. But they kind of promote it with those signs. It's like, watch children. I don't know.
Yeah. Or you have some dude that's just like followed the letter of the law.
Yeah.
So he sees that sign and immediately pulls over. He's like, well, the sign said watch children. I just wanted to follow the sign.
Oh, he's like a nervous Nancy or something?
He's like real nervous.
Yeah.
Flop sweat.
Mm-hmm.
Like slightly
bald. He only wears wife beaters because he's constantly sweating.
Yeah.
All of his other clothes are ruined.
Yeah, well, wife beaters and a button-up shirt that's buttoned like with like three buttons unbuttoned at the top.
He has a sweat bucket in the passenger seat. Like...
And a rag.
Buckled in, yeah.
Yeah, he just wipes his flop sweat and wrings the rag out while he's driving.
Oh, sounds so gross.
It's dangerous,
too. Would you sit in that seat?
No.
No, I wouldn't either.
It's gross. There's probably, like, mushrooms growing on it and shit.
Well, yeah. So, anyway, this... I don't know how you feel about these signs, but...
Well, what about the ones that say... Isn't it, like, caution, slow children? Or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, is it slow children? Like, really... Are they really just that slow? Like they're stuck in, like.
Oh, you're going with they're slow. Like time is elongated for them. Well,
you know.
I was thinking they're slow children, like mentally slow.
Oh.
Like they're just not very bright.
But they're actually saying, "Hey, idiot, slow down. There's children, right?"
Yeah, caution, children, slow is what it should say.
Okay, yeah.
But it says caution, and then real big slow. In the middle, slow, and then at the bottom, children.
Yeah.
Like they've got this creative ass way of fucking. Making these signs, I think they're fucking cute or something.
So there's another one that I thought was kind of funny. Raised manhole. I saw that one once and made me laugh.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
my God. Sounds like a...
Unruly raised manhole.
Yeah, a dirty porn.
Dirty thundering raised manhole.
Oh, with ton of funder and...
Tons of funder.
Mundering.
Oh, man.
There's funder and munder.
Yeah.
And it's down under.
It's good. It's good.
So, you think it's about time for some tasty music?
Give me some tasty music.
I want rock and rolls.
I don't know what that was. Hit it, J-Pro. McAllister's 40 pounds of loose leaf. We're here to teabag every one of you, and you're gonna like it. Today's broadcast is brought to us by Nicholas Tea Company, downtown Market Square. Great selection of teas down there. I spend hours a day in there, just leafing through the teas. That's a joke, folks. You can laugh now. All right, so we're gonna get to some callers here, but before we do that, I'd like to discuss a little bit of tea news from around the world. A tea manufacturer was caught. You may have heard of this. They're calling it Teabag Gate. He's balls deep in a bale of loose leaf Darjeeling Limited. He is shown in the picture flashing the double devil horns while he seemingly, in another picture, slid down an entire hay baler full of teas. Completely nude and seemingly having been dipped in a green tea vat. So he's been removed from as head of the company and stocks are plummeting for that particular manufacturer. Looks like that manufacturer is called St. Rabbi's Manor. So avoid that tea unless you like the taste of balls. We're going to go to the phone calls now. Let's see who's on line one here. Go ahead, caller.
Hello, hang on.
Yes, you're on the air.
I'm on the air. Can hear me?
Yes, you idiot. Why don't you speak?
Sorry. I just wanted, you know, to call in and mention how when my wife and I get
spit
up.
Spit it out.
Sunday mornings, we like to drink Earl Grey.
Okay.
It's very soothing.
All right. Do you have anything to say though? It's.
No, I just wanted to say that I really like Earl Grey on a Sunday.
All right. Well, thank you for those thoughts.
Okay.
All right, hang up on him. Next caller. All right, this is Janine in Pleasant Hills. Janine, go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well, Janine. What would you like to say or ask here on the 40 pounds of loose leaf?
My husband and I, we haven't really been getting passionate lately.
Okay.
And I was told that by a coworker that if I tried to drink some herbal tea before we have sex, that he may get a boner.
Well, actually, that's not a bad idea, but you really want to go with a spotted pheasant blue. That's the one that'll really get his rocks and your rocks off.
Raging hard one?
A raging, yeah, exactly.
Oh, I haven't had one of those since we were first married.
Well, dip into some of that spotted pheasant blue and you're going to like how your husband's dick feels, I guarantee it.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks, Rocky. You're the best.
All right, let's go on to the next caller here. LaWanda in Central Valley. LaWanda?
Hi,
LaWanda. Go ahead. You're on the air.
I'm on. Okay. I was wondering, if you drink Chinese Oriental tea, would that make my fingernails grow out longer?
Well, I thought the questions couldn't get any stupider on this radio show, and I believe everyone listening is stupider from having heard that question. You're stupid, and I hope that you've never bred, because you're making the whole world stupid. Get off of my line and go drink a Darjeeling Grey. All right. I think we have one more caller here. This is Little Richie calling from his grandparents' basement in Bethel Park. Go ahead, Little Richie. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, Richie. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I just accidentally dialed this number. My grandfather said I shouldn't be playing on the phone.
Do you drink?
I did it anyway.
Do you ever drink any tea, Little Richie?
No.
Well, you should drink some tea. I recommend you go get a green salamander immediately, mix in some honey and some bergamot flowers, and afternoon.
Should I take my father's car?
Yes. Steal your father's car, get some tea, drink a lot of tea, and then drive fast around in your father's car.
Okay, bye.
And aim for any listener of the show that calls in so that they can be destroyed on the sidewalk, because this is the worst listenership in the history of radio.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're going to move on here to the next segment of the show. So before that, we're going to commercial. This has been Rocky McAllister's 40 pounds of loose leaf. We'll see you on the other side, folks. Don't call in.
Hi, I'm Stanky Martin, and I have a big hunger. And the only thing that can satisfy my hunger is Wild Marty's Mountain White Birch Bark Jerky. It's my favorite snack, and I'll eat it every single day.
Yeehaw! Martin Murdy's summer, what now?
Wah, wah.
Not cool, bruh.
Eric, what I want to know is what you think is not cool, bruh.
Well, what's not cool, bro? Is this show that originally aired on History Channel, but my wife and I have been watching it on Netflix. It's called Mountain Men, and you know, we're kind of into that outdoorsy kind of thing, and you know, if knowing how to survive by yourself and out in the elements and stuff like that. So we watch stuff like that, and you know, it's kind of like this you know, documentary. They follow these I think it's like four guys that all live in, you know, mountain-like conditions. Some of them are in
mountain-like conditions, so just really tall hills, or
no, I'm talking about like blizzards, extreme.
Oh, so actual mountains.
Yes, extreme temperatures, killer animals that
they
are all.
Do they have proper like houses, or is it like they live in a tent?
Some of them live in, you know, cabins that they've made, but the you know, there's one guy Marty who flies. He lives in not necessarily remote Alaska, but he flies to remote Alaska to trap and collect furs and stuff. So he is pretty extreme, but the thing like that really gets me about the show, though, is the terrible editing that they do in it, and it's just like they're desperate for the audience's approval to be more extreme than any other show that they've ever
seen. So they're trying to like sweeten the pot a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Just
tossing, tossing some more spices
just
in.
Just like these weird edit cuts that they do. The one guy, Eustace, who lives in North Carolina in the mountains, and he owns like 1,000 acres, and he just, you know...
He lives out there by himself?
No, he has a family and some workers that live with him, and he has stables, and he, you know, he's harvests his firewood and sells
it. So far, this has sounded pretty cool, bruh.
Yeah, it is pretty cool, but it's the editing that is not cool, bruh, because they do, like, Eustace, okay, they said he got a terrible cold, and it's debilitating, and he won't be able to work and you know, cut his firewood.
Yeah.
So, I've noticed, though, when he was working on the house, that they started to add all these, like, whooping cough sounds. He's not actually, like, coughing at all. He's just, you know, holding up a beam, looking up, and you hear, like...
They just put it in post.
And it's the same cough every single time, too.
Oh, my God. They couldn't even find two different cough sounds.
No, no. So it's like they caught him coughing once.
Feel better about the quality of this podcast.
Yeah. They caught him like coughing once off, you know, off camera, and they just added it.
They just kept on replicating it over and over.
He was pretty cool though, because he went and found this stuff is called yellow root, and supposedly the Native Americans would ingest this, and it cleanses the body of any toxins. But they said if you eat too much of it, that it can act like a poison and break your system down.
Huh.
Yeah, not too much of that yellow root now. Remember that, children.
So, adding in random ass sound effects in a reality show. Not cool.
Not cool, bro. Also, another thing that they kind of lied about was the Marty, who he had to fix his snowmobile, and he put his glasses up on the dashboard of the snowmobile, and then he took off, and he's like, "Oh no, crap! I forgot my glasses." And then he searched for them. And he found them, and they were broken. And he's like, "Well, I gotta ride the snowmobile back to camp with you know glasses and everything." So he's going back to camp, and they're sitting there like with this epic voice, like, "Marty may not make it back in time to get his fur traded, and if he doesn't, that could be the end of his life. His wife will leave him and start fucking the mailman." You know, stuff like that. And then all of a sudden they cut to Marty, him on the snowmobile, and he's got fucking glasses on. And it's like, you just said that he doesn't have glasses and then he's going to die and a bear is going to drag his body off. And a bear is going to drag his body 5 miles away where nobody will hear him scream.
The bear's going to tear out his intestines and shit on his dead head.
Yeah, like basically they have to make it so epic that, you know, people are just going to think these guys are crazy. One other cool thing, though, I will say is they hunted with a falcon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's badass.
But, yeah, that was pretty cool. But... the editing, I'm just kind of disappointed with History Channel. I think if they would have left that stuff out, it would have been fine. They didn't need to add any of that stuff. So that's...
not cool, bruh.
And what do you think is not cool, bruh?
Well, you know how you get online and you make a nice order on one of the big box web ordering sites, not to buzz market any of them? I almost said BuzzFeed. I just buzz marketed a BuzzFeed on accident. but, you know, you get online, you order something, you expect it to come. And, you know, a lot of times they got free shipping. Well, the free shipping, what they do is these fucking FedEx Smart Post or like...
Oh, yeah. I've UPS, had problems. Yes.
UPS Special Package Delivery
Service. A lot of problems with
service.
Smart Post.
It's special. So they send these things through and then they drop them off.
Wherever they want. It's like they put them in an air cannon and just... drive down the truck at 60 miles an hour. And...
well, no. They take them down to the local United
My
States...
My imagination got a hold of me. I'm sorry.
Can I finish?
Yeah.
Can I finish?
Yes.
Can I finish?
I'll shut
up. So they drop them off at the post office, and the local post office is notorious for misdelivering packages. I've had packages delivered to me that aren't mine. I've had my packages delivered to neighbors. Luckily, one time, the neighbor was nice enough to bring it over to me. Because it was a handmade purse that was, it couldn't be replaced. It was irreplaceable for my sister's birthday. So
what you're saying is they've mishandled your package many times.
All right. That is true. In both ways.
Okay.
So anyway, so they've misdelivered my packages and they've done it a bunch of times. And we finally got these windscreens on our microphones here. This is the second time I had to have them delivered because twice in... a month, my packages didn't show up. And when I'd call them, they'd be like, well, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it's not really our problem. It's not really our responsibility to get your package to you. I apologize, I guess. Like you fucking assholes.
I've gotten in arguments with those guys down there, and what is it? A bureaucracy, basically. So they just, like, nobody has any responsibility right. of anything.
Exactly. It's just like, well, it wasn't me. It was the delivery guy. Oh, the delivery guy. Oh, no, I delivered it. I scanned the package. They're like, they scanned it delivered, so it was clearly delivered. I'm like, yeah, they scanned it delivered, but they delivered to the wrong house. So how is that delivered? It's not. You gave my stuff to somebody else.
So they basically blame it on the system, but they won't fix the system.
Well, they have no power to fix the system. But misdelivering my packages is... Yeah.
Not cool, bro.
Not cool, bro. So, yeah, all that shit's not cool.
No.
It's not cool that we've been basically canceled. It's not cool that the lady upstairs is
washing her fucking dishes. I told her just to give us 15 fucking minutes... And now she's washing her dishes.
Yeah, well, she's definitely... that's all that shit's not cool,
bro. No, definitely not cool.
And it's not cool that we're basically being canceled here. We'll see if the only listener gets off his ass next week and comes down here to fire us.
What if you combined both... I just had a thought real quick.
Yeah.
What if you combined both of those? The post office and Mountain Man? Like, would it be the Mountain Office or, like...
Postman?
No, we already have that.
It'd just be a show.
Gunslinging.
It'd be a documentary.
Falcon carrying.
Delivering your packages with a falcon? That'd be fantastic.
Yes, that would be. Or if they just add in sound effects for the delivery, the postman, like them coughing. Like, dude, I'm not actually sick. We're just following them around, like, play that track. He's suffering from the most severe cold anyone has ever been inflicted in the world. He may not survive. It's like, that would be the sound. I just accidentally inhaled a snowflake. Why are you telling me that I might die? And like, I just coughed a little bit. But yeah,
that sounds like a terrible show.
Mountain office men.
Yeah. Well, you know. To record those sounds and carry them around with them, they could get one of those old, from the 1990s, those yak back. Is that what they're called? That you could get them for like $5 or some shit.
Yeah.
You just hold a button to record like 10 seconds and then you could play it back.
I think I got one.
And didn't some of them play like fart noises and stuff too?
Yeah. Like
little sound
machines.
I think
they had like a scream too.
Yeah, they had all kinds of weird little sound effects. We'll just carry that around and just do sounds with them. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I was thinking too. Is you know, we could take our podcast canceled, we could just get a yak back, record little 10-second episodes of the podcast onto them, and then walk around the streets of Pittsburgh and just like play them for strangers.
That we might get arrested.
That's probably true, but
because you always
arrested doing this.
You always pull your dick out.
We got arrested doing... Well, yeah, that's true. I have to podcast with my dick out, people.
It's like it his nervous... Air. You know how like Jim Morrison had to turn his back when he first started singing for the Doors?
Yeah. Yeah, I got a nervous pecker.
Yeah, you have to have your dick out. It's the weirdest thing.
It's nervous, but... if it's claustrophobic.
Oh, your dick gets claustrophobic?
Yeah.
Hmm.
If my dick doesn't see a very... Like an obvious exit at all times... It gets very nervous.
Do you have to leave a nightlight on for it?
Yeah. I have to... I have Christmas lights I string around my crotch cumber and shove it down in my pants.
Warm? It'll keep it warm, at least.
The cucumber stays warm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For, like, a week, right? You have to get a new one?
Well, it's, like, every 3 days.
Okay. You don't want to get them too soft.
No, that gets gross.
Yeah, you might spring a leak.
It gets slimy down there. So...
From Munda... Your Munda, from down under. Mm-hmm. It's slimy.
Munda is also a type of cheese that's from Munda cheese.
Call
it Munda for short.
Munda.
It's like Munster.
Yo, let me
Munda.
Give you that Munda cheese.
Yeah, well, give me a little Monster slice cheese. Of that Munda.
I heard someone call Monster cheese once. Some, Yinzer guy. It was pretty funny.
That's awesome.
Can I get that Monster cheese?
That's a really good Yinzer accent.
No, that wasn't. See, he was a guy that... He's a Yinzer, but he...
Let me get some of that Monster cheese.
Yeah,
these guys got Monster cheese back here.
I'm not. That's one accent I'm not good at is Pittsburgh. I just
one, huh?
Yeah.
Just the one?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm good at every other one.
I think the one listener already knows that.
Yeah, he does. So,
and that's why we're fired.
Well, I'm not fired.
He said you might be fired.
I might be.
So we may or may not be back next week.
But if I kiss his ass, which I'm really good at.
If at any point someone else listens to this, we might not be back.
I'm gonna get that silly ass free disease.
Mm-hmm.
You know, keep it contained. No silly.
And go around and fire people and shut down podcasts.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's why he's so angry. He just wants a proper ale.
No, maybe he had one. So frustrated. And his stomach feels terrible.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Well, I guess we may know next week if he comes in here to fire us. If not, then we're just going to keep on recording under the radar.
I mean,
we're going to get our yak back. You might see us on the streets of Pittsburgh, and you might hear this episode in little 10-second clips in between fart noises.
I'll just constantly hold up a black bar over Sean's penis so nobody has to see it.
Yeah, it'll be like it was edited in, but we don't have that kind of money.
We don't have that kind of money.
We don't have that technology.
I blew the rest of our budget on curtains for our new house.
It's called a cock bar, I think.
A cock bar?
Yeah, the black thing that goes over
You think that that's the official...
That's the official name.
Mm-hmm.
Cock bar.
I like it.
Hey, so, intern! Give me that damn cock bar!
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Get over here now. What are you?
Do you want the 6-inch or the 7-inch?
No, look at him. Look at it. You determine the size. Pick it up and hold it
looks
over.
Looks like about a 4.5.
Jeez, you suck. Man, it's a 5.
All right, well, on that note, I guess we should get out of here and start cleaning up microphones.
Yeah, we should have everything like near a box because we might be out of here.
Yeah, we probably should just clean up now because I think he's coming in to shut us down. And if he doesn't, I mean, then and he stops listening, then basically we're shut down anyway. So if he wakes up, remember, we disappear.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we should hire somebody who has a certain set of skills that could make somebody, I don't know, maybe disappear?
Or get taken?
Maybe.
Is that what you mean?
Yeah, maybe.
All right, I'll call up.
You're going to call up?
This is Sean Connery. I've got a certain set of skills.
I thought it was Liam Neeson then.
No, this is Sean Connery.
Oh,
This is taken
Oh, four. Sean Connery.
I've also got a certain set of skills, and I'm here to fight Liam Neeson.
Okay, that'd be pretty cool. If we can, J-Pro, do we have that kind of power? Can we do that? A half a thumbs down. It's kind of sideways. It wasn't really down.
It was mostly down.
Okay. Well, that's, you know, you may see something and I may see something else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right. Well, we should get out of here. Start packing up. We don't have a lot of time to get out of here before he comes in here and starts whooping ass. So I guess we'll see you never.
And when, you know, you might not, because I might just start kissing
him. You might come back.
Yeah.
Well,
sorry, but that's life.
All right. Well, I guess, as we say every week, if you cast it, they will pod.
The way you live in pictures, the way you move your feet, the way you never whisper when family's asleep. Oh, will you finally go? Will you finally call? Will you finally fall? And oh, will you finally go? Will you finally reap what you finally sow? Will you finally fall? The way you move in pictures, yeah, the way you move your feet. You're working longer hours and chasing away the sleep. Oh, you finally know what you've always been told? And oh, will you finally go? Will you finally reap what you finally sow? Will you finally fold and let the man take you home?
Because he could call back any second. All right, you ready?
Yep.
All right, call back now.
All right.
I thought he had already hung up. You son
That's
of a bitch.
It. You're fired. You're not coming back. You we'll get a different Derek.
Well, suck my dick, you son of a bitch.
Click.
He said click. Carl in Upper St. Clair, go ahead.
Yeah. This is Carl. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead, Carl.
All right. I like to drink some of that black tea. And my question is, if I could, I like to drink the black tea.
I'm losing it. Ask me the question again.
I didn't ask you a question.
Alright,
yeah, this is freaking Carl. Alright? Now, I'd like to drink that black tea, and I was wondering if I drink that, I heard you might lose all your hair. Is that true?
Well, Carl, you're a complete idiot, as most of the listeners of this shitty show are. Most of the listeners of this show at least no better than to say something that incredibly ignorant, you dumb, dumb person. I mean, it's a wonder you can even tie your shoes in the morning. It's unbelievable. No, the black tea cannot...
I'll come down there.
Yeah, come on down here. I'll kick your ass, I'll kick your wife's ass, and then I'll take your wife and I'll shove her up your ass. How about that, buddy?
Fuck you.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't know a goddamn black emerald clippings or elongated China blend if it came up and kissed you right in the keister, So, you know, hang up on him. He's a pile of crap. Next caller,